Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we're gonna finish this week out by talking to, well, a writer that more people read his stuff than anybody else in the gun culture. He's on the biggest website that is a gun news website, and his name is Dean Weingarten. How's it going?
It's going very well, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about this article where... I guess the Guardian is out there making a statement. Although I like the picture you put there. Did you actually see this young lady with the AR-15 in front of the food truck?
Yeah, she's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I took that picture, actually.
Yeah?
So.
How many people actually do that in Arizona?
Yeah, it's not every day, everywhere, but I've got another picture out there where I was in front of my church with an AR-15 after the church shootings in Texas.
Right.
So, it does happen, and people have a lot of guns here. And my particular church has a lot of gun owners. There's a large number of Marines that attend, both retired and on active duty. And then we have a whole bunch of federal agents that are in Yuma for, Border Patrol and, Homeland Security in general. It used to be Border Patrol. I'm not sure if they still call it that. So it just happens to be that my church is popular with them. So we have plenty of armed people at nearly all the time. And we see there's open carry goes on fairly frequently. I don't know whether to write an article about this or not, but I was in Fry's the other day, and I was openly carrying, as I commonly do, and they had removed the mask mandate here, and so, of course, I didn't have any mask on, but a lot of people did, and as I'm going out of the store, an older gentleman, I'm guessing over 70, comes up to me. And he's got his mask on, and he puts his face fairly close to mine, and he says, "I have to ask, did they make you wear a mask while you were armed?" And I said, "Yeah, sometimes they did." And he said, and we both had a considerable laugh. We both laughed about it because it was so silly. I don't know whether that's worth an article or not, but it was fun.
Well, in South Carolina, for example, it's illegal to walk around masked. And with the advent of Antifa, a lot of municipalities and states also made it illegal to walk around masked.
Yeah.
Until COVID.
It's not uncommon. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, and I have mixed feelings because I think in the age of no privacy and face recognition, it might be nice to be able to walk around masked sometimes. I mean, even when I buy something at one of the big box stores, they've got images showing me buying it, to remind you that everything you do is under surveillance. I have kind of mixed feelings about the mask, but simply because it's mandated, I tend to rebel against it.
Well, the problem, if they could make a mask that I could actually breathe through.
Yeah, well, that's another problem for sure.
That would be nice.
Yeah, and I've at times I've improvised by like holding a clipboard up in front of my face. So you know, it all seems so silly and stupid and all justified in the name of science. And as a science, I know the science they're referring to really isn't science; it's just social control. So let's talk about the Guardian story, because this story actually came out, oh, I think several months ago. I think it was August of last year. August of 2020. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation came out with a survey, some statistics they'd done from retailers they had questioned, and they found that there was this large increase in new gun owners. And it was about 40% at the time of people buying guns during this huge rush to buy guns last year, and it's continuing into this year, were new gun owners. And that translated into about 8 million new gun owners in 2020. So the Guardian looks back and they find this National Shooting Sports Foundation graphic and article, and they create this headline, 58% increase in black gun ownership. Well, it's not true. I mean, they just completely misrepresented what the National Shooting Sports Foundation found. And it said the gun ownership among black Americans is up 58.2%. Well, it's not. I mean, because first off, nobody knows for certain how many or what percentage of gun owners are black. There's a couple of surveys that indicates it's, you know, like 24% of black people have own guns, and it's not even clear if that's adults for certain, but probably it is. And you can imagine that, you know, a group of people that's been discriminated against and denied the ability to own firearms for many years in many states, it might be a little hesitant to admit that they own a gun to somebody on the telephone who's asking them about it. I mean, not to mention, just everybody else is becoming more and more of the same mindset. I mean, somebody calls you up and you're going to tell them, oh, yeah, I got a bunch of guns, you know. Yeah, I want to be on a database so that the criminals can figure out where to get guns when they need them and people aren't at home. And it turns out that the black increase in black customers, which is what we're looking at, was 58.2%. The increase in white customers was 51.9%. Yeah, that's a difference, but it's not huge. And for Hispanic, it was 49.4%, and Asian, 42.9%. So all the four groups they looked at had significant increases. Now, if you take the survey numbers as accurate, which is questionable to start, and then apply those numbers to the number of you know, adult black people from the census, you get that there was about a 15 to 16% increase in gun ownership by black people. But all those numbers are subject to significant errors. So we can say that, you know, the increase among black people was probably a bit higher than among other groups. But whether it was, you know, a large amount higher, I mean, I'm saying they've got some catching up to do. They were discriminated against for a long time in a lot of states. But it really was the first 40 years when the Second Amendment was in effect, there were no laws preventing black people from owning guns. It was only after about the 1830s that we started getting the laws in slave states.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Coming up on the break, you can find this article at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So we're talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean has sort of made a cottage industry. Are we clear to move on? Were you done?
We
with
are.
The, okay. So
well,
you sort of made a cottage industry.
On the, Guardian article, one of the purposes of that article was to show how much the so-called mainstream media gets wrong. Really, the opposition media or the socialist media, and the Guardian is particularly far left out of Britain. I guess I shouldn't expect accuracy out of any far left publication.
They sure seem to be
pointing it out.
They sure seem to be preoccupied with our rights over here, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, and I think it's it makes them look bad. People in Black Lives Matter talk about how racist the United States is. I'd like them to show me where else in the world black people have as much right to arms and self-defense as they do in the United States.
Well, in the United Kingdom, when you look at violent crime per 100,000, they beat us by a factor of 6.
Yeah,
it's always 100,000.
It is difficult to make these international comparisons. And to be honest, I'd say they have different definitions of what is violent crime and what isn't. And,
well, I'm going by
everything is changing.
I'm going by some report. I think it came out of the FBI or John Lott talked about it or whatever. But
yeah, I think John may have talked about it. And the other thing that we see in it is, John talks about this a lot, is how violent crime in the U.S. varies so much. We're an enormous country, and yet only a tiny number of urban counties have serious crime problems. Most of the crime is centered there.
Well, I mean, based upon John Lott's findings, if you're not a drug dealer and you're not depressed and going to kill yourself, it's a very safe country to live in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's true. And so is the UK, mostly. And it's when you invite a lot of people who don't share your values into the country and then get surprised when they don't share your values and become violent, well, you get more crime. And that's why one of the reasons the crime rate has been going up in the UK.
Yeah. So, having said that, so one thing I find interesting, though, and I've been looking at this here lately, when they take the number of suicides in the United States and turn that into gun violence, who is the biggest, the most prominent demographic in suicides is older white gentlemen in their 50s, 60s, right?
Yeah, and on up. That's what you see. And so it's really rather strange. And many of the same people or the same political groups, I should say, that talk about the problems with suicides and guns are perfectly happy with assisted suicide as long as the state approves. And I think that's the big difference, you know, that they want the state to approve whether or not you can commit suicide.
Well, the thing that is interesting to me, though, is in the same breath while they're talking about all the tragic gun violence victims that commit suicide that are white and white guys in their 50s and 60s, they also attribute every rampage killing to an old white guy who was having a bad day and was practicing his Second Amendment right. That's how they put it. It's always a crazy white guy using his beloved AR-15.
Yeah,
and now, of course, Glocks are weapons of war, too. I don't know if you saw that, but Glocks are, too. So.
No, but, I mean, everything is a weapon of war if you look back far enough.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. You know, a lot of wars were conducted with what we would just consider sticks nowadays. This is the weapon of war rhetoric is purely an emotional appeal. It has nothing to do with logic or reason. If you look at the Second Amendment, they're talking, last time before the Heller Amendment, that the law was addressed in the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court held that weapons of war were especially protected by the Second Amendment. So, They don't want to go there because they don't want everybody to have machine guns and trench mortars and such. And I think that I'm not that worried about those. Let's get our basic right to carry a self-defense handgun around in public. Let's get that, and then we'll can see where we go from there.
Most of those, anything that takes a tripod and a base plate to walk around with, like a mortar, I'm not real sure that I want to carry that around, no matter what my rights
say.
Yeah,
you've got a point. It's a pain, for one thing.
I
agree. And, but we have had, people had military things like, people would consider them strictly military, like anti-tank guns and anti-aircraft guns, for up until 1968. They were perfectly legal to own. They were sold through the mail. You could buy ammunition through the mail. And we had virtually no problems with them. So we may say it's a different time, but the fact is we've had those. We have a long history of having them, and we just didn't have problems.
Well, maybe one day you should write an article about that. We need to figure out which it is. Are we, as white gentlemen in our august years, are we the devil or are we victims?
We're both. The left doesn't care about logic anymore. They openly stated in critical race theory, logic is white oppression. Logic is whiteism. Math is whiteism.
Gotcha.
Rationality is whiteism. We make an error when we try to attribute rationality to the other side.
I understand. I do understand that, but I don't know. I just sit around sometimes. It just makes my head hurt just listening to him.
Well, there still are plenty of people that are not befuddled like that we can reach. But, rationality is not something I expect out of Senator Schumer. I expect him to hide his motives, to disguise and alter the language in Orwellian ways, and try to fool most voters. And I think that's what he does most of the time.
Let me get you to hold on. Coming up on the next break. We just made that one up, but he'll probably write something about that later. And when it does, it'll be on AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House, then holding a news conference.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people in the face of a rapidly changing world. So today, we're announcing a new competitive and reliance partnership core between Japan and the United States that will enhance our ability to meet the pressing challenges of our time.
Indianapolis police are identifying the suspect in the FedEx shooting as 19-year-old Brandon Hole. They say Hole fatally shot 8 people before killing himself. Hole was reportedly a former employee at the facility, having last worked there in 2020. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 165 points to finish at 34201. USA Radio News. Two people are dead following a shooting involving San Antonio police during a traffic stop. The suspects opening fire on an officer and the officer returning fire. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire. And the result was 2 deceased in the vehicle and 3rd person injured from the gunshot wound.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi throwing cold water on a proposal put forth by Democrats.
As Democrats want 4 more justices on the Supreme Court, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to bring the issue to the floor.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. In answer to your question, I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Thanks to Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau for that report. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and I never got to this because we went off on that. That's the beauty of live radio, though, isn't it? But you've sort of made it a cottage industry to get out there, and you're keeping a good count on the constitutional carry states, which seem to be becoming a trend.
Yes, I mean, it really is. We now have... As of, I think it was yesterday. No, it was Wednesday. We have 20 constitutional carry states because Governor Lee of Tennessee signed their constitutional carry bill into law. And that is the 20th state with constitutional carry and 19 states which have restored constitutional carry since Vermont always had constitutional carry. They never varied from it. So we now have 40% of the states of the United States have a reasonably close approximation of constitutional carry. Now, of course, there are some people in Tennessee who are not happy with the bill because it's not perfect. You know, there are some places where you still need a permit to carry. Not a lot of them, but there are some. And there are some people who can't carry unless they get a permit, and they can't get a permit because they had a driving under the influence charge in the last 5 years.
Right.
But most of the people, most of the time, in most places can carry without a permit, and that's a good thing, I think, and I call that close enough to call it constitutional carry in Tennessee.
You know, as far as that is concerned, I've always looked at constitutional carry as a result. If you can buy the gun, if you can pass the background check to buy the gun, you can carry the gun. That's what I've always thought constitutional carry is. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're pretty close. And I would just say that in Tennessee, they have that little extra DUI restriction, which doesn't exist in buying a gun. So it's a little short, but it is so close. There's how many people have had a DUI in the last 5 years? I'll bet it's less than 1% of the population.
Is that because they don't have a driver's license?
I don't know. I don't know which it is, why it is. It could be that, or it could be that I'm all wrong and that the number of people who have DUIs is far higher than I think. But you get severe restrictions now. We've made the only thing that is worse than having a driving under the influence, well, I'm exaggerating for effect. But if you're a racist, it's much worse than driving under the influence. And we've seen that. But there aren't many things that are looked upon with greater askance than driving under the influence, a conviction for driving under the influence. But that's kind of separate. What I'm saying is most people are not affected by that. Who knows? Maybe somebody can correct us and, you know, put a comment somewhere that it is 5% of the population had a DUI in the last 5 years, but I don't think that's correct. And as well as, of course, very recently we had Iowa sign up. That Iowa was the 19th constitutional carry state, and Tennessee was the 20th, and it looks like Indiana will not be a constitutional carry state this year because Indiana State Senator Liz Brown, who headed the Judiciary Committee, killed constitutional carry in the Senate with the encouragement, I believe, of the Senate President Pro Tem. So, as we've seen in other times and other places, it only takes a couple of Republicans who don't like a gun bill to kill it, even though the majority of the people in the Senate, majority of Republicans, had signed on as sponsors. There were 21 Republicans out of, I think 39 total in the Indiana Senate who signed on as sponsors for the constitutional carry bill. And there's only 50 total senators. So if that bill had ever come up for a vote in the Senate, it would have passed. But a couple of Republican in leadership positions decided they didn't want it to pass, so they killed it.
Any thoughts on what's happening in South Carolina?
You know, I'm surprised. I had hoped that the open carry legislation, open carry with training or open carry with permit, would have already gone to the governor. But it passed the committee, but it hasn't come up for a vote in the Senate yet in South Carolina. So somebody's holding on to that one. They don't want it sent to the governor, and I hope that it eventually goes through. It's quite popular in the state. Now, the open carry, not the open carry, but the constitutional carry in South Carolina did get a bump because it passed the House. But again, the Senate is going to be the problem in South Carolina. Now, something that is working for us is people who are conservative and people in the gun culture and Second Amendment supporters are absolutely incensed and angry at what President Biden is proposing and doing, and they're fearful about what might pass in the federal government. So they want the states to stand up and be counted and to pass legislation that protects them. And I think that's one of the things that's helping to push constitutional carry this year. And so I'm not ruling out the possibility that it'll pass in South Carolina. I'm just saying that it's probably less than 50%, but probably more than 50% that the open carry with permit will pass.
Well,
that's my best guess.
You bring up an interesting point that I want to discuss at length in the next segment. But in South Carolina, like in the House, everything seems to go through two or three votes. And that, you know, you look at South Carolina, a lot of people think South Carolina is this deep red state. It is not. In the seat of government in Columbia, South Carolina, where I will be tomorrow, you have a military post, a bunch of colleges there. Columbia itself is run by a Democratic mayor who constantly tries to run the capital city like it's his own fief. He wants to have, he had red flag orders put in place. He had all kinds of stuff. He's constantly have to be reminded by the Attorney General, we have an exemption clause here. You can't do that, Your Honor. And it's quite the thing. It's quite the thing to watch. I'm sort of glad sometimes I don't live there. I sort of want to move back there, but sometimes I'm glad I don't live there because it's just so confusing. It has to be confusing to live there. But coming up on the next break, and for those of you that that article that we just discussed, the Constitution Carry, Dean is keeping a very good tally of this. And here lately, he's probably written more articles about that, about constitutional carry in the last 6 months, probably at least since November, than he used to, because it is becoming quite the trendy thing, and it's always a good thing. So
yes, and we've had 4 states added in that period.
So hang on for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and you mentioned something about what's happening right now, the whole idea that people are more incensed at Biden because of the things he's trying to do for gun rights. Have you ever noticed, and I wonder about this all the time, people that are interested in gun rights that don't actually do it for a living seem to only be concerned with gun rights when somebody's threatening them?
Well, I think it's a natural human reaction. It's kind of like the old saw about when it's raining, I don't want to get up on the roof and fix it. And when it's not raining, I don't have any incentive to do it. You know, people put off what they can put off. And this is an education process, but I have seen over the last 50 years more and more people become more and more involved. And part of it is that we've built up communication networks within the gun culture. We've created state-level activist groups outside of the NRA that aren't national. We've created ways to get around the old media that would routinely spike stories, and you and I are kind of on the top of that, the crest of that. We're the product of all that activism and building of networks and such. So it's our duty to add to the fight where we can.
Well,
yes, there's a lot of apathy, but there's a lot less than there used to be.
Well, I hope that is the case. I mean, the part that, like, you and I have discussed, and I don't want to give the guy any more we discussed an article done by Rob, a guy named Rob Pincus, and Rob, he doesn't need any more notoriety. He's done quite well for himself, but he has no impact in everything. But at the same time, he does have some impact.
He does have some. I mean, and I don't know Rod closely enough to try to make any kind of statement about his motivations precisely, but although you have told me he's interested in data, he doesn't seem to be very interested in it. You know, I've posted a lot of data that he could look at, and he doesn't seem to think it's worthwhile.
Yeah, well, that's because it would go against what he thinks. But the reason I bring this up, huh?
That's a very human tendency. Go ahead.
Well, see, but I know it is, right? And I know that I'm not, me personally, I know I'm not any better or special at some of these things. But by the same token, I'm always trying to figure out what is the truth, not based upon who's in power. Because there's some people out there that are trying to say, well, you know, the truth is going to be based on who's in power and who decides what is the truth that's going to be put out. I want to know the real truth. And that means that I have to have an open mind, because some of my prejudices and preconceptions are going to be wrong. That's just natural. I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. So,
right. I think you should give yourself more credit. The fact that you seek after the truth instead of just saying this is the truth is laudable, and I think that's what most people in the gun culture are willing to do. We have to, because we're constantly bombarded by falsehoods that we have to check out and we have to defeat and we have to undermine. So the other side has almost all the media, almost the entire education system, almost most of the national political system on their side. They're kind of like so protected from the truth that they seldom know how to look for it.
Right. Yeah, I guess that does make pretty good sense. I just, when I'm watching some of this stuff, when I'm seeing some of this stuff, it just sort of incenses me to the way people sort of lay back and don't want to engage until it hits them personally. And is that a human reaction? Is that what this boils down to? I mean,
it is, and you know the thought about the 3% in the American Revolution, so it's generally the case that most people are not super active.
Right. Well, that's too
bad. Doesn't take many, though.
No.
You know?
No, it does not. I had to hit the cough button. Sorry about that.
So, that's all right. Now, here's something that you might consider, and that is our opponents are actually very small in numbers. I mean, these woke individuals, I think they're very numerically small, but their numbers are amplified by the old media in places like Twitter, which doesn't take them down, and they've probably got a bunch of bots on Twitter that amplify them even more. So, you know, we're probably only talking a few tens of thousands at most of people who are really, quote, woke.
Okay.
But well, they can be defeated.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've always known that. I mean, middle America is where it's at. This is what everybody thinks. That's where everybody wants to be. I've known that for quite some time myself. I just, you know, like, have you noticed that now nobody wants to talk about the election now?
Yeah. Yes. And something I am almost certainly going to write about is we've just had coroner's reports, I believe, maybe a different name, for the people who died on January 6th at the Capitol. There were five. Every one of them was a Trump supporter. And the only one that was actively killed was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol Hill policeman. This idea that the demonstrators, in their vigorous demonstration, somehow killed people is just false. And it's just something, and it was the New York Times, of one of many, that just spread the falsehood put out by Nancy Pelosi and others. It's a great study in propaganda.
Did they put out a definitive cause of death for that police officer that passed away?
No, they haven't. Well, which one? But the Brian, let's see, Sidnick, if I got it right.
Yes, it was supposed to be hit in the head with the fire extinguisher.
Right. And now they still have not, which indicates to me that they're desperately searching to come up with something they can pin on a protester, and they haven't found it yet. He probably had a pre-existing condition. The family thinks that's probably what happened. He was not hit with a fire extinguisher. They're trying to figure out some way to pin it on the protesters, but they don't really have a way to do it. Then there was a young woman who died. They claimed she was crushed by the crowd. It turned out that she had a methamphetamine overdose that killed her. And then there were two people that died of heart attacks. Let's see, and then there was Ashley, so that's five.
Yeah, well, and
they were all.
Do we know Brian, who shot Ashley
Yeah,
Batter?
Go ahead. No, well, people claim they do. I've heard several people, read, I should say, several sites on the internet that they claim they know who the person who shot Ashley was by virtue of analysis of the video that shows his hand and some other things, and they say, well, look, he's wearing this particular bracelet, and we see this bracelet on this other person in another video, and it's the same bracelet, so that's the same guy, but it has not been officially recognized as to who shot Ashley. Compare that to what's going on with Officer Chauvin in Minneapolis.
Well, we're running out of time, Dean. We'll have to compare that on Wednesday. I plan on being here. Will you be here?
I plan on it.
There you go. It's confirmed. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.